Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, has warned that today's world of ultra-low interest rates is putting enormous pressure on returns for superannuation funds. Mr. Stevens says low rates are a big problem for savers and that many could be disappointed about the direction of their retirement nest eggs. With more, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, these comments from Glenn Stevens would surely be setting off a few alarm bells for people heading toward retirement.
Well, that's right, Michael, and we're in a near zero and in some cases negative interest rates world. Economic growth remains sluggish and forecasts have been consistently downgraded almost 8 years after the global financial crisis. So investors are finding it very hard to get decent returns or yield, given that long-term interest rates have been low for a very long time. Speaking in New York, Glenn Stevens says that's a problem for both defined benefits and accumulation funds, and that the whole set of assumptions for retirement income plans is being called into question.
Increasingly, we're hearing commentary about the difficulty or impossibility of defined benefit pension plans making good on their promises with long-term rates of return being so low. The problem almost certainly is not confined to defined benefit plans. Even accumulation arrangements are predicated on some set of assumptions about future income needs and returns. It may take longer, but surely eventually many of the owners of these funds are going to feel disappointed. The implicit promises, even if they only made the promise to themselves, about retirement incomes are in danger of not being fulfilled.
Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, speaking in New York. And Peter, the big problem, according to Mr. Stevens, is how to kickstart global growth. But he's not keen on the concept of helicopter money. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, Michael, we've had trillions of dollars of quantitative easing or metaphorical money printing since the GFC from the likes of the US Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. But helicopter money is where central banks directly pump cash into households and governments to boost spending and to kickstart stagnating growth. But Glenn Stevens says there are some big risks, and he asks, are we at that point just yet?
To my mind, the main complication surely is that it would be a lot easier to start doing helicopter money than it would be to stop, if history is any guide anyway. That's a decision governments have historically found very difficult to get right. And that, after all, is how we got to the point where central bank direct financing of governments is frowned on or indeed illegal in so many countries. So it would be a large step, I think, to overturn those taboos which exist for good reason. Well, desperate times maybe call for desperate measures, and the question is, are we really that desperate at this point?
Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens again. And speaking of growth and interest rates, the Reserve Bank still looks likely to cut the cash rate this year.
Yes, and the RBA meets on the 3rd of May. That coincides with the federal budget, which has been brought forward. So a pretty big day, but only a tiny chance of a rate cut then. But most economists see a 50% chance of a cut by November. One very big factor is the surging Australian dollar. This morning at 78.11 US cents, a level the Reserve Bank sees as complicating the transition out of the mining investment boom.
Business editor Peter Ryan.